I have in the studio at the moment Eyesight Project. We're going to talk to them in a few minutes. This is what they sound like. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
I wish you could get in my head for 2 seconds. Then I dare you. Then I dare you. Then I dare you. Then I to go and find heaven. I paint these scars with the breath of a lady. There she goes again. 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 She's a lady indeed. Find her pain and see the reason why I'm here. Said some people should die. That's just unconscious knowledge. But the fact of the matter is, whether you're Holly Lewis or someone else, I was born, I was dead, I lived. Around 5 years old, when I first tasted my own blood, my blood in my face, and I'm thinking like, well, this is life. I started to cry. I started my life. From now, from there, until forever.
Eyesight Project on Is Good on killradio.org. I'm John Hirschfield. This is Eyesight Project. Hello, fellas.
Hey, how you doing?
Hello.
Why don't you introduce yourselves? Who are you? What are you doing in my studio?
Okay, well, basically we're leaving right now. No, I'm Julian, and this is Jesse.
Hello.
And we're part of Eyesight Project, I guess.
Yes. The Eyesight Project in general is more than just the two of us. We're the production team behind it, and then we work with a bunch of different musicians and other producers and engineers and whoever comes along.
Whoever comes along is basically it.
Tell me about the genesis of Eyesight Project. Like, you decided you want to make a certain kind of music together. What was that process?
Well, we met mostly by chance. I'm from Mexico, and I came here almost by chance. I met Jesse. We had very similar tastes. We wound up sharing a home and making that into a studio. And that led to people sort of coming more and more into the studio to record with us. And we were listening to a lot of dub music at the time, going a lot to Dub Club at the Echo. We met Jeff Faith, who's done a lot of vocals for us there.
He's the main MC there too.
He's the main MC at Dub Club, and he recorded all the vocals for our first EP. Though that doesn't mean that we won't work with other vocalists.
Exactly. So basically, that's the story in short. And then, like he said, he's from Mexico, so we work with a bunch of Mexican artists, and I'm from Germany, so we have artists from there, and then from Seattle, and Jaffe is from Trinidad, so we're kind of from all over the place.
It's an international project.
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah. All the musicians who are Israeli guys, and it's nice.
Yeah, I mean, there's references on your MySpace.com/
Yeah.
There's references to dub, trip hop, yeah, down tempo, electronica,
even like Mexican cumbias and stuff like that. It's like everything,
especially Mexican cumbias.
Everything that you listen to throughout your life kind of inspires you or leaves an imprint in some sort when you make music. So,
you guys have a 4-track EP that was really well received. How did you guys settle on 4 tracks, and how did you get
those? It wasn't really a settling on 4 tracks. It kind of ended up that way. We went to Cherokee Studios in Hollywood. I might be closed now, but it's a legendary place, and we had the opportunity to go there, which was very exciting. So we went with a bunch of people and just recorded for like a week, basically, and we had pre-produced tracks kind of in rough form, and then we edited everything together afterwards, and then we basically shrunk it down to 4 tracks because it seemed like a nice number.
No, we would have loved to do a whole album, but basically we ran out of money and studio time, so
I like to say we like the number 4. Anyway.
Well, speaking of money, I mean, you guys are self-produced.
Yeah.
This act comes out of a production company that you guys made.
Right.
And what is that?
Modus Vivendi Music, which started in 2003. Me and Annie Walton Teeter, who's my, I guess I started it with her. It's basically a similar concept as Eyesight Project as a band. We're a collective of musicians and producers and from all over the place. And it's kind of Eyesight Project is the nucleus, is what kind of came out of it. And so, yeah, that's where we're at.
But the whole point is that it's a very loose way of working. We don't rehearse. We don't have set lists. we always improvise. When we went into the studio, we really weren't even sure which songs we were going to do, and many of the songs we ended up doing weren't on the original plan.
Yeah.
But that was fine. That was what we expected and what we hoped for and how it all worked out. So the same goes for Modus Vivendi.
Mm-hmm.
You know, as a company, things sort of happen spontaneously. If we generate them and get the people together, we find that things just tend to happen all by themselves. And so far, so good.
How many artists are involved?
Well, like I said, it is pretty uh-huh. loose. But I'd say Sanchez Dub is a main artist. He's from Mexico. And Julian Brody is a solo artist. Isaac Project is one of the artists. Plan B in Seattle. Soul Warriors in Germany. Bene Loco from Tijuana. And you know, from there on out, you know, we work like we were talking before with Mezcla, who's a local electronic group here, and just whoever comes along, you know.
Sweet. Yeah. Well, why don't we play another track? We'll talk some more in a little bit. This is called Eyesight. Do you want to tell me anything about it before I play it?
Actually, that was the track that kind of made us, that kind of formed the whole the Eyesight project in general. That's why we called ourselves Eyesight Project, because that was the very first track that we wrote together. And
all right. Eyesight Project on IsGood, KillRadio.org.
Yo. Gonna drop it. Ain't something drum and bass, so it's gonna be like this. You feel me? Uh-huh. Iraq. Only for people, man, them never like that.
Holy for crime waves in the country. Holy for thing man, your poverty. President Bush will come up Iraq. Holy for people man, they never like that. Holy for crime waves in the country. Holy for thing man, your poverty. President Bush will come up Iraq. Holy for people man, they never like that. Holy for crime waves in the country. Holy for thing man, your poverty. President Bush will come up Iraq. Holy for people man, they never like that. Only for crime within the country. Only for thing on your property. President. President. Bush will bomb up Iraq.
So if I was a heroin addict, Amoeba Music is where I would go to get my methadone, I think. Tell me about your experience with Amoeba Music.
Yeah, there are pushers too. we are the homegrown artists of the month of September at Amoeba, and we're very proud of it too.
There's going to be a calendar and everything. We're going to no, that's not true.
We're going to have bikini shots.
We see Eyesight Project nude.
What's that?
Eyesight Project nude calendar.
Yeah, maybe a little bit semi nude.
Nah, we thought about it, but
I like to cover the nipples.
So how were you, for lack of a better term, discovered? I mean, you guys existed before then, but
I know some of the people at Amoeba, and they happened to get the CD, and they really liked it, and they decided to do it. And we were fairly felt very honored. Not just fairly.
That was nice. Kind of what we hoped, wanted would happen. The CD, we produced it ourselves. We put it out there just precisely so people would come across it.
By chance.
You know.
And this can be purchased at Amoeba currently?
Yes. Yeah. And also at our website too. And at a bunch of online outlets too, a bunch of online stores.
So run out and purchase it.
Run!
And at the moment, that's the only thing that's available is this four-track EP, right?
But online at the online retailers, there's a bunch of the Sanchez Dub record is out there, the Plan B record, Eyesight Project, and then we also have a Modus Vivendi sampler called Volume 1.
Cool. When you guys are in the studio, is most of your time involved programming or recording samples? Because you play instruments as well, and it's not just electronica.
I guess it's mixed. I mean, we go through phases where we record a bunch of real instruments, and then we go ahead and edit it. It's kind of really jumbled up. There's no real rhyme or reason to how we work.
I guess when we're in the studio as such, we try and record and then edit and program on our own computers.
Yeah, obviously we want... Yeah, when we have the chance to go to a nice studio, we exclusively record.
Take it.
And I'm building a studio right now in Los Feliz, so... If you go check out our website, I'll be updating because it's going to be commercially accessible too if people are interested in using the space.
What's that website again?
ModusVivendiMusic.com. Yeah. So that should be done in a couple weeks, and then we'll have an amazing space to be, you know, as creative as we want to be.
What about live? How do you get your music heard other than distribution of the CD?
Julian's been out of town back in Mexico for the last 3 months, so we haven't been able to play much live. But before that and starting now, we're going to be playing a lot more live. And actually, we've put on these events at CineSpace that are basically art and music events. And we've done it twice so far, one in March and one in July. And another one is coming up November 13th. It's coming in a couple weeks. And it's basically a bunch of visual artists, local and national, some international, and then I put together the whole music for the night, and so Eyesight Project headlines that, and that's always very well received, and there's always a bunch of people there, and so that's our big kind of live outlet. But like I said, we're going to start playing a bunch more around town.
I think it says a lot about how we do it that we can play with Eyesight Project and call it Eyesight Project, and sometimes it's a whole big lineup with our bass player that flies in from Mexico, and Jeff Faith on the vocals. But we also play, as Eyesight Project, Jesse and myself, with two laptops alone. And that we also call Eyesight Project, and we think that's fine. Mm-hmm. That makes sense somehow.
Because it's still music coming from Eyesight Project.
Yeah.
It's everything from real down-tempo stuff that we're actually playing tonight at CineSpace for an event, to up-tempo house, you know, like party music, make people dance. So we have kind of a large spectrum in that sense, and it's nice because we can play at any type of party, basically.
Sure.
We played most recently in Mexico City.
Yeah, I just went down to Mexico City about 2 or 3 weeks ago, and while Julian was still down there, and it was amazing. We played a three laptop set, just three laptops straight, and it was pretty fun. It's a crazy city.
I bet. And is this it? This is the world for you guys? Is just music, or do you guys have other lives outside of the music world?
It's like, for me, it's just
closet
music.
Accountants or something.
No, yeah. I mean, for him, it's just the production. I do music business too. I work for a couple different companies. I do music licensing for film and TV, and I do music marketing, and then I have my company too. So, you know, there's a lot.
So you guys are pretty well busy, huh?
Yeah, yeah, yes, indeed.
Well, why don't we play another track?
All right, this is I think this next one is actually going to be released, or actually was just released on the 17th of October through Universal Records. Worldwide release called Future Sounds of World, and this track is called Green Sleeves by Julian Brody, and it's supposed to represent Mexico on the compilation, so we're very excited about that. It's going to be available internationally everywhere.
Excellent. You're listening to Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. My guest is Eyesight Project.
Oh,
And we're back with Eyesight Project on Is Good on killradio.org. And during that song, we were talking about how you guys collaborate with a lot of different vocalists and performers. How do you find them? How do they influence your music?
Again, we find them almost by chance. We throw them into the studio, get them to recording, warn them that anything they do can and probably will be used against them. because we keep those recordings, and they may, for example, that this last track has a friend of mine from Mexico, Jasmin Cepeda, who's an excellent vocalist, and I recorded her years ago and actually used the vocals maybe 2 years later in a completely different context to what they were originally recorded for. And we do that a lot.
That happens
like
a lot.
Like a bass line that we may record for one song will end up being featured on another song completely.
Sam Sparrow is one of those victims, in
Sam
fact.
He
was
one of
your past guests. Jafaith. Yeah, a bunch of different.
Holly books. Lewis. Uh-huh. Laura.
Uh-huh. Jaunt.
Jaunt, of course.
Yeah.
I mean,
anyone who we can find on the streets. Actually, in fact, that's something that's really fun, just to record random things and random people and random conversations and just people talking and stuff.
Well, that's truly the art of sampling, you know, it's just taking a sound and turning it into a musical instrument.
Absolutely. Uh-huh. That's what I personally love, because I don't play a traditional instrument exclusively, so Julian is the guitar player, so I kind of focus more on the sampling part and just doing that.
Yeah, I made a CD last year, and I called it Do You Play, because somebody asked me, Do You Play? And
right.
I was like, well,
in a way,
you know, she meant guitar,
right.
But,
yeah.
You know, I make music, so
right.
I must play.
Absolutely.
But it's not
People are starting to wrap their heads around that concept. It's been, you know, for people that don't know about electronic music, it's hard to understand, because that's all they know. If you play an instrument.
Right.
You don't sit in front of your computer and hit buttons, you know.
Right. If you take anything that's inside you and you turn it into sound on the outside, that is music.
Absolutely.
So,
I mean, that's kind of been evident for a long time, you know, that you can make music out of anything.
Sure.
Just the whole two turntables and a microphone kind of approach is great. But even now, people still seem not always to be able to wrap their heads around it.
I hate those bumper stickers you see.
Yeah, drum machines have no soul.
And it's just... And you know that those same people listen to drum machine-based music all the time.
Of course.
I remember there was like a feud between Eminem and Moby.
Right.
And,
yeah.
And Eminem made some comment, nobody listens to techno. And it was so retarded, because Eminem's music is all drum machine-based.
Of course.
Like, he wouldn't have had the opportunity to present that music were it not for the work that, you know, Moby and others make.
The good thing is that it's going uphill. Maybe in 10 years, it'll be different. People will definitely understand it more. I think so. It's been going in the right direction. But so much more electronic music is commercially acceptable, you know, even if that's not maybe the ultimate goal. But, you know, the general public accepts electronically produced music, which is
But the weird thing is we do make a point of having musicians.
Right,
you know?
Absolutely. It's
we
never all...
Musicians. Really good ones, mostly.
Even Julian, who's an amazing guitar player, he's been playing in rock. Yeah.
Don't be modest.
He's been playing in bands his whole life, and even he, a lot of times, chooses to make computer music over playing the guitar. At least I catch him doing that, because he hardly ever plays the guitar anymore and always sits in front of
him. That's sad, actually. I have to get back into playing. Really. Must play the guitar.
I agree.
Well, I ask this of all my guests, which is, where are you going? What is the goal here? What is the point? Is it just to make good music, or do you see yourselves getting some sort of recognition and some sort of grand scale?
That's not mutually exclusive. Right?
Well, not
both
not
of
really,
those things.
Yeah.
Both of those things. We're, you know, again, with the studio being done soon, where we can spend day and night. We're going to be producing a lot of new music, and then we definitely want to get more stuff out, maybe on a bigger label, have Modus Vivendi become a sub-label of a bigger label maybe in Europe somewhere, and just take it from there. Keep, you know, definitely, obviously keep producing and then playing a lot of live music so we can get out to more people, and so people that might not hear us can hear us live by chance.
So that's how it works with smaller labels, is they get picked up by bigger labels overseas? And
Not always.
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. I mean, I don't want to just, you know, focus primarily on becoming a sub-label of a bigger one. I just want to continue doing what we're doing and then get the recognition from whoever to, you know, who has maybe more money, because money is obviously an issue to release records. So that's kind of the goal.
Excellent.
Get money from somewhere. Money.
Get money. Get rich or die trying. The EyeSight Project story. Why don't we hear another track? What do you recommend?
Track 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7. Maybe 8.
It sounds wonderful. Really, it does. You're listening to EyeSight Project on Is Good with John Hirschfield on Kill Radio. We'll be right back.
Driving cars with DVD and living like a star in the West Indies. Tell some little bumpkins all about me. And living like a star in the West Indies. Tell some little bumpkins all about me. Now I don't know fame, I'm the affiliate for strain. I must check some people when live down the lane. I'm a virgin from Mexico. Them say, boom, my job. Tell me we are the one who are alive.
We're back with EyeSight Project on killradio.org.
Hello.
So, tell me about about this last track and the vocalist.
Okay, well, typically that's kind of the stuff that often happens with us. That vocal was recorded by a friend of ours in Jamaica on the streets, basically. He went out there and grabbed a big tub of Red Stripe beer and a DAT recorder
and some medicinal green
the streets and recorded people just abstractly.
Yeah.
And we got hold of the vocal and built the track around it, basically, where Jesse here did that one in particular. And that's typical, you know, that's we'll always...
The track usually starts with you guys just from one basic sample, and then you kind of build the song around that.
Yeah, sample, not necessarily a vocal
sample. Or the other way around, you know, it doesn't matter. I mean, I'm lucky enough to devote myself to music. I can do that. I only do music. So, and that's a very big privilege. That's an important thing for me. I realize that all the time. You know, that
even to have
fortunate.
All the time to spend on it. You know, it's time consuming.
Do you find that frequently a song ends up being very much different from what you had in
all
mind when you started
it? We were just talking about that yesterday.
All the time.
Most of the time, actually, you start with something and then it kind of changes around and morphs. And,
yeah.
And that's great. I've done a lot of work, of commercial work, for example, for jingles or stuff like this, where you have to come up with a product that you know what it's going to be like. It's great not to know.
Yeah.
You know, it is great to...
And we don't even have a big record label that tells us what to do either.
Nice.
I'm the record label.
Nice. So you really do have full control over what
kind of... Yeah, he does tell me what to do, though. It's a bit bossy.
All right, easier.
Oh, no, you guys are going to freak out.
Right? Yeah.
Hey, okay. So you take it outside?
Maybe we will sign off with another track. Guys, thank you so much for coming in. Jesse,
thank you.
Julian, it was really an honor to have you
here. Cool.
We're going to play first track from the Eyesight Project EP, which you can buy at Amoeba Music. It's called 12 Tribes. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Sing along, right now sing the brand.
Cool was that? Eyesight Project. Everybody should go to Amoeba and buy their EP, Eyesight Project. Very, very cool. On Is Good with John Hirschfield on killradio.org. I love this job. It's not really a job, but I love it anyway. This is Orbital. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. I'm John Hirschfield. That was a track I made recently, a remix that I did for the track is called Now Boarding. The artist is Jay Sustain. He's a DJ from Atlanta. Come to think of it, I'm probably not cleared to play that yet. But hey, this is internet radio. This is Is Good, killradio.org. Before that, I played the first track from Orbital's last and final album, Blue, the Blue album. My guest today was Eyesight Project. This microphone keeps cutting in and out. Anyway, my guest was Eyesight Project. Everybody should buy their EP at Amoeba Music. And also check out modusvivendimusic.com, modusvivendimusic.com, and myspace.com/Eyesight Project. That's it. That's my show. I'll see you for the news later.
Time itself is bringing down our heart. Broke the ground and almost made it hard to find a way to say goodbye. And yet the final kiss betrayed it. In the shadow of the world outside. Don't let I could have second.